Here is basic information and guidance from the Office of Civil Defense, Department of Defense, Washington. In case of nuclear attack against the United States, loss of life would be much less if people are prepared to meet the emergency. You can give yourself and your family a much better chance of survival and recovery if you understand the basic hazards of nuclear attack. When a nuclear bomb or missile explodes, four things happen. First, an intense flash of light. Then, seconds later, the heat wave, followed quickly by a violent blast wave. And finally, if the weapon explodes at or near ground level, there will be radioactive fallout. People who happen to be close to a nuclear explosion, in the area of heavy destruction, probably would be killed or seriously injured by the blast or by the heat of the nuclear fireball. People a few miles away, in the fringe area of the explosion, probably would also be endangered by blast and heat, and by fires that might be started by the explosion. People outside the fringe area would not be affected by the blast, heat, or fire, but tens of millions of people would be threatened with radioactive fallout. The thing to remember is that if you know the hazards of a nuclear attack, you can learn the protective steps to take. If, for example, you happen to be out in the open and there is a brilliant flash of light in the distance, don't look at it. It may injure your eyes. If possible, take cover immediately. If the explosion were some miles away, you might have 5 to 15 seconds before the heat wave reached you, and perhaps 30 to 60 seconds before the blast wave arrived. By quickly getting inside a nearby building or underneath a highway overpass, you might avoid being seriously burned or thrown about by the blast or struck by flying debris. If no solid cover is available, throw yourself on the ground, in a ditch or hollow, behind a tree or a wall, anything that will help to shield you. Curl up in a ball and cover your head with your arms and hands. Stay there until blast and heat waves have passed. Then, move to the nearest fallout shelter for protection against radioactive fallout. For those living outside the areas of blast and heat, and this, according to the Department of Defense studies, would include tens of millions of people and probably more than 95% of our land area, fallout would be the principal danger. And if you understand the nature of the danger, you can shield yourself against it. When a nuclear weapon explodes near the ground, great quantities of pulverized earth and debris are sucked up into the nuclear cloud. There, radioactive gases produced by the explosion condense on and into this debris, producing radioactive particles no larger than a grain of salt or sand. These particles can be spread by the winds over hundreds of miles before falling back to Earth. Wherever they settle, they give off invisible gamma rays, like X-rays, that can cause serious radiation sickness, even death. Areas close to a nuclear explosion might receive heavy fallout within 15 to 30 minutes. In communities 100 or 200 miles away, it might take 5 hours, 10, or even longer before the radioactive particles begin to drift down to Earth. No special clothing can protect people against gamma radiation, and no special drugs or chemicals can prevent large doses of radiation from causing serious or fatal damage to the cells of the body. Your only solution is in finding shelter. Fallout shelter would be essential during the first hours or days when the danger is at its peak. Generally, the first 24 hours after fallout began settling would be the most dangerous period. After that, the threat would begin to lessen, for fallout loses its radioactivity fairly rapidly. In a few days, or probably 2 weeks at most, it would be safe to emerge from the shelter, at least for short periods of time. Just remember this. There is a defense against radioactive fallout. It lies in finding suitable fallout shelter.